You guys knew you had to score points today. What didn't work in the first half that did in the second?
I think it was just a little bit of lack of, execution. You know, I mean, we had a couple of penalties and things like that set us back. We stuck to our game plan. That was the main thing. I don't think it was, we didn't have a revelation at halftime or nothing like that. We just stuck to our game plan.
You guys are young, second season. Did they get you out of your rhythm early in the first half? I mean, it seemed like there was a couple of plays where you expected a different result and they maybe got you out of a rhythm.
No, I wouldn't say that. We got to just continue to play our stuff. For me, it was a couple of 50-50 balls in the first half that I wasn't able to come down with, but I feel like I got to make those plays for my team. I think those plays early in games really, really get us going, I take some of that responsibility as far as the first half. I got to just make more plays.
Did you know you were going to score when you caught that ball on the 90-yarder? Do you know it's a franchise record?
Once I caught it, my thing was just get to the end zone. I had confidence in myself that I'd get there, so.
You guys, it seems the fans expect you to score every time you line up. Is that your expectation, too?
For sure. I mean, as an offense, we go into each and every drive, with the scoring mentality. We either want to come away with a field goal or a touchdown, preferably touchdown.
And you and Allen both went over 100, both scored a touchdown for the fifth time this year. I know you've been asked about it a lot, but it just seems like there's an unspoken chemistry between you two.
For us, we just want to go out there and make plays, practicing with Marquise and Blake and Julius and Mercedes and our whole O-line, we go to battle for each other, so we just want to hold up our end of the bargain each and every week.
Marquise got in the end zone. It was the first time all three of you, all who came in together last year, got in the end zone. Sign of the future?
I think we've had, we've built a lot of progress throughout the course of this year. I'm not going to just say me, Hearns, and Marquise, but, our entire receiving core, before Walters went down and was hurt, he was rocking out there with us making plays. Rashad has made a ton of plays for us. Marquise is making plays for us, So I think it's just a testament to our room and those guys with the hard work, and Coach Sully pushing us. I think that's where it all come into play.